Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's so good to see you. Happy Sunday to you and to all of our listeners. It's always so good to get up and have this time with you and this time with our listeners talking and learning. And I look forward to it every week. I want to say a special thanks to you and to all of our listeners, all of our sponsors, especially CHI Memorial. Being our title sponsor, oh my, I mean, they really support us well, and I want to thank them again and again. Like you said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia, and I'm going to have a word from them in just a minute, but they keep growing and growing the care in Northwest Georgia. It's not what it will be, but it's so much better than what it has been in past years, and you know, really all of our thanks go out to them for what they're doing, both to CHI Memorial in general and CHI Memorial Georgia. And a wonderful team there. I want to give a thanks to Benchmark Physical Therapy. They continue to work with me and I with them. And they're serving, well, Northwest Georgia, but also Tennessee as well, and really the whole Southeast. But the people I work with, you know, this general area so well. And another big thanks and a shout out to LHC Group. That's Louisiana Healthcare, also one of our sponsors, as you know. And I work with Home Care Solutions Home Health, as well as Heartlight Hospice, both of whom have been guests on the show and will be again soon, I hope, to educate all of us and all of the residents about home health as well as hospice. So, again, my thanks to everyone. And from CHI, they did have a word for everyone today. They want you to know that we all raise families together. We work together. We pray together. But we haven't always been able to heal together. The face of healthcare in Northwest Georgia has changed a lot over the years, but now you can count on CHI Memorial to make a difference in the health of your community. With access to physicians, technology, and facilities provided by one of the nation's top healthcare systems, we'll be here today as well as tomorrow to meet your medical needs right here at home. We are your friends. We're your neighbors. We are CHI Memorial Hospital, Georgia. Ed, tell us a little bit about your world and what's going on with you.
Well, good morning, my friend. And yes, I always have plenty going on as you. You and I both are, super, super busy. And
not bored.
Definitely boredom is not part of my definition of Ed's life. I kind of long for a little bit of boredom. I actually used the term to someone last week. It was piddle time. That's what I need is piddle time. And I don't get enough. But, you know, life is glorious, and I'm very blessed to be following the path of that I think I was born in, which is learning about nutrition and health and food and supplements, and then hopefully helping to educate this community for their betterment of health. And, you know, I have opened Nutrition World 1979. We did celebrate 40 years last month. And I will say that we broke every record we've ever had as far as sales in January. We really were very proud. We have a staff of 26 people. We're evolving into more of a wellness complex. We have many practitioners, from licensed counselors to, of course, massage therapy to thermography, midwifery, a gym, nurse practitioner. Dr. McClanahan's a great physician who focuses a lot on pain management without the use of drugs. We're going to be moving into, or not moving, but expanding into a new building where Summit Piano was. That'll happen in about 3 months.
Nice.
And we're going to have more practitioners added into that building, actually seven. So we are, I'm a busy little camper. I do have a podcast that we now have that's a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator, The Holistic Navigator. That's where I kind of come a little bit more open about, because it's just me mainly ranting for about 40 minutes on a specific topic. We have 10 under our belt right now. Like, we have one on anxiety. We have one on, actually we did one this week on erectile dysfunction and natural options. We have had on sleep, on fitness, how to lose body fat. And we're, the two upcoming ones are going to be on helping to optimize thyroid health and optimizing hair growth and, of course, minimizing hair loss. So that is the Holistic Navigator. If anyone logs on, I would appreciate rating and reviews, because that is the fuel that makes that go up. And, of course, I talk about this show constantly. There's not a day goes by that I don't have people come in and say they are listening and so appreciate the way you and I banter back and forth. It is a breath of fresh air, because I spent about 30 plus years of my 40-year career kind of not thinking this would ever happen, the joining of hands and not fighting over our education and our belief system. We now are merging, the people like yourself. I can't say everyone is, but you are such a shining example of how you can combine both worlds of mainstream medicine and whatever you want to call me, which many people say holistic. I don't like the word alternative any longer. That's not used in my vocabulary, because it's not alternative. We don't own it. We join hands with those other people who know. So there's kind of my rant for the morning.
But, you know, it is nice to be able to help people open their minds, expand their minds and hearts. I didn't see it coming either. So, you know, I've told you in medical school, this is simply, you know, non-traditional. I mean, I tend to tell patients that we talk about traditional versus non-traditional. And that's about as fair a description as I can give. You know, traditional is very stoic and set. You know, we're always expanding our knowledge base, but we're not really open to non-traditional medicine for the most part. In the past, you know, it takes one person to really start to try to make change. Two of us together are a lot stronger to make that change, and the radio station is really helping a lot. So having this radio show, now our Facebook page, people can ask questions and talk, you know, nutritionw.com, your Holistic Navigator. Let's not forget Sean and Judy. They're always talking about us too, I hear. So people come in and go, yeah, Judy was talking about you again, us. And so, you know, all of that is helping get the word out. And so hopefully as time goes on, yes, more providers will open their minds. And I'm glad to see some of my students, the minds of the students coming out are more open to newer thoughts, or let's say less traditional thoughts. And I don't know if that's just because they're younger or the teaching is changing, or maybe a combination of both. But maybe we can help those of us like you and I, who are not quite as young, even though we are still younger than we will be.
Well, I definitely am less younger, but I'm, and I think I may have said this one other time, you know, Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies always, Jethro would always say, Granny, you're never going to live long enough to look your age. And, you know, for one second, you think that's a compliment. It's not, definitely not a compliment.
Wouldn't a word of wisdom from Jethro be an oxymoron, though?
I miss him. Yes, we need to, I need to go back and look at some of that. I'm sure I could learn from some YouTube video clips. you know, talking about that, on my Holistic Navigator, at the end of most shows, I read this poem, and I may have read it here once, I may not, but it's really hits home with me, and it has. I'm not going to reread it, but what it focuses on is I'm paraphrasing. I don't classify people into winners and losers, or as smart or not smart, or as successful or not successful. I classify people into only two categories now, and it really is true of me: those who are willing to learn and those who are not. And this show is about teaching people, educating, because the day is gone, in my opinion, where you're going to turn over your body, your health, your finances, your whatever needs to be a partnership between you and those people you trust, and then you use wisdom and intuition to make the best decision for yourself. How many times, I want to ask you this, Dr. Green, because I definitely have the strong answer. How many times have you not followed your intuition and been sorry, even though on black and white paper it looked like a good decision? I find intuition to be a very, very valuable piece of wisdom and within me. What about you?
I've been disappointed, as far as I know, every time. So, you know, from my standpoint, I chalk a lot of that up to, it's not just intuition to me, but it's spiritual. So sometimes a path can look great and feel awful, and that's probably not a path you want to go down. Other paths look hard, but feel right, and your intuition says go down that path, even though it's not going to be the easiest thing for you to do. And sometimes, from my viewpoint, that's God going, yeah, this is where I want you to go, and no, it's not going to be the easiest thing to do. And, you know, it is something you have to listen to, that voice inside, whether that be your own intuition, whether that be, you know, God talking to us. You do have to listen, and yes, you will virtually always be disappointed if you don't.
And, you know, listening doesn't mean you'll always be right, but the odds are that, you know, you will be far more sorrowful if you're just listening to others and you don't respect your own small voice within. And
you know, in medicine, we call that sixth sense. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just get that feeling something is off. And yeah, you got to listen.
Well, I will say that if you don't foster that connection to your intuition, you can be fooled now, because I want a big chunk of chocolate. I want to drink extra tequila. I want to do this or do that. Now, that's not intuition. Those are cravings, and you have to be able to distinguish that. Well, you know what? It's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing one of the probable magic foods of this earth, which is garlic, with an expert that I have known of for years and years. It'll be our first time to speak. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I know there's times when I always say I'm excited to have this next guest, but this one I'm triply excited because I got a connection through another person, Dave, a friend of mine. And I've always talked, of course, for 40 plus years about the potential benefits and power of foods of the earth, because yes, I'm a supplement person big time, but I'm also respecting the power of foods. But sometimes we can't really do the foods. We have to actually turn them into supplements, because there's many multiple reasons. And one of the categories that all of us, I don't care if you lived 1,000 years ago, that you respected was garlic. We all know and either love or hate garlic. I have to say I don't like the taste of it, but I love its therapeutic potential. And today we have a person who is well-respected, well-versed, named Jim LaValle. He's a clinical pharmacist, naturopathic doctor, written over 20 books. Good morning and welcome to the show, Jim.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're very well, and we're, you know, anxious to learn more about, you know, why would a person consider using garlic in an everyday setting or as needed. Tell us, you know, a little bit about your background, about how you've come to learn about these things, please.
Yeah, well, when I went to pharmacy school, we actually still took pharmacognosy classes. So I had to actually learn, as a part of my pharmacy training, plant medicine. So pharmacognosy is the study of plants and their therapeutic value. And then I also had to take something called organic medicinal biochemistry. So it was, you know, people ask, how do pharmacists get involved in natural therapies? Guess what, guys? I took it in pharmacy school. Now, let's just say, when I was in pharmacy school, we were still using a slide rule for calculations. We weren't allowed to use a calculator. So, you know, it was a while ago. But the point is that, and I had some personal experience too. I mean, I got into some trouble with my health. I went to someone who used natural therapies. I utilized them. They changed my life when I was age 22. Obviously, now I'm, you know, going on 60. So, you know, 38 years later, and when that happened back when I was 22, I decided I have to really incorporate understanding natural medicine as a part of it. And that led to, you know, had the biggest clinic in the country doing integrative medicine, and gosh, wrote 4 databases on natural products. Some of them are used in hospitals now, like the Lexicomp database on natural therapies. And, you know, I work with the NFL Hall of Fame right now, working with their Hall of Famers on applying integrative care. So it's been a real, it's an incredible journey of applying these things and looking at, you know, how do we really help change people so that lives, so that they can really get their best life possible. And that means they're going to need the best of modern medicine and the best, what I think, of some of these traditional medicines like botanicals or nutrients.
That makes such sense. And, you know, you're bridging the gap, or we all are, at least in, you know, this field. And so kind of narrow down, you know, the benefits of garlic and how it would be the best way and method for people to incorporate that in their everyday life, and why would they want to do that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think garlic's this great study on the value of modern science, because garlic has got this great tradition of being an antibacterial, and there's been some studies showing some benefit in heart health. But what a lot of people don't realize is that, so for example, if you eat garlic, you hear about the stinking rose. There's some people that when they eat garlic, they just reek. And so it can be difficult for them to be able to use garlic on a daily basis. And if you take garlic, or you take a normal garlic supplement, one that has not been aged, it actually can even interfere with your clotting time. So if you're someone who's been on anti-clotting medication, kind of one of the big famous one that people would understand would be Coumadin. You can't take garlic, but garlic is, you know, phenomenal in terms of its properties. But when they age garlic, there's actually about 800 studies, and I would say they're highlighted by the UCLA School of Pharmacy Research, or School of Medicine researcher, Dr. Matthew Budoff, who's an interventional cardiologist, who's actually shown that in humans, remember, not mice, because I have trouble getting little blood pressure cuffs around those little mice feet, you know. So in humans, that it actually normalizes the inner lining of the artery called the endothelium. It reduces oxidized cholesterol, which is kind of, oxidized cholesterol is the equivalent of thinking of rusting your cholesterol. So if you think of a bumper rusting or metal rusting, that's kind of what happens when you oxidize your cholesterol. So it reduces that by 88%. He showed that it reversed vulnerable plaque, which is kind of a real risky plaque that doctors will talk about to their patients. And then it has a host of other benefits, like lowering blood pressure. I mean, 4 human trials now showing that it lowers blood pressure an average of 11 points on systolic and 6 points on diastolic. So
wow.
I talk to people and say, if you're interested in garlic as your like a health benefit, I think it's great to cook with garlic. My father was one of the most famous chefs in the world at the time. And love garlic. I'm Italian. I eat garlic because I love garlic. I think eating garlic, if you tolerate it, is great in terms of a general health benefit. But if you're looking for the heart health therapeutic benefit of garlic, you really should take aged garlic extract, which is the topic of multiple human trials in tier 1 journals, peer-reviewed studies that have been published. And I mean in terms of there are well over 800 published documents on aged garlic extract. So I absolutely love aged garlic because of the amount of, and this is what it does, it bridges the real, I think, power of botanical medicine now with modern science by aging it and then curing it and measuring and standardizing it to make sure when you take it, you're going to get the right amount of it. And then, of course, being able to study it and characterize it so that you can actually talk to a patient and say, hey, this is what this is going to do for you when you take it.
I love that. Perfect explanation. And for those just tuning in, we are talking to a clinical pharmacist about the massive potential benefits of garlic. And Dr. Green's going to have a question for you. But before that, we're talking about using aged garlic because it's hard to eat garlic twice a day in order to get medicinal benefits because we know the reason why. I love Kaolic, which is a brand that I have used off and on for literally 40 years because I don't have odor and it gives me the benefits. But Dr. Green had a question for you, Jim.
Well, actually, one, I was looking at your CV, and if you still serve as a preceptor at the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, thank you. I hope you still do, because that is something they did not teach well. Unlike your pharmacy school, in my medical school, which was a while back as well, I don't remember any traditional medicine, which means that if they did teach it, it was extremely small, maybe an hour or two in 4 years. So, you know, what I've learned has been more from history, learning about, say, Civil War medicine, Cherokee medicine, things like that. And for my patients, really, just all those old wives' tales and people telling me what worked for them over the years. And in the last 25 years, I've learned a lot from my patients. That's all pre-Ed Jones. Now, Ed Jones is like learning from the fire hose again. It feels like medical school, drinking from the proverbial hose. But, you know, just I'm taking all this in from Ed and you and just loving this show. The question I had, I was thinking about us talking about the aged garlic, the odor. You know, two of the things that I recommend frequently would be garlic and omega-3s. I mean, plenty of other things, but those are fairly standard that I'm looking for in my patients and myself, too. That being said, the chief complaint I hear from patients about the garlic, and they're not going to take it if they start complaining to me about it, is the odor. So do you either have a specific product you would say has less odor? That really goes to you and Ed.
Yeah.
You know, something where this particular product, product X, is better in that regard, or a way to take it, something they can do that will make it more palatable to them.
Well, if all they do is go and buy odorless garlic, there's no activity in it. You know, there's a lot of controversy on garlic, but if you dig into the science, first of all, there's no allicin's a very unstable compound, and a lot of people standardize their garlic to allicin, and I would challenge anyone to have that assay and find allicin, because it's very unstable. And if you just take odorless garlic, it doesn't have a lot of the active components in it. So honestly, if you're going to eat fresh garlic, you're probably going to have a little bit of, you know, Italian reminiscence going on, right? Yeah, it's going to happen. So Kaolic is it's a garlic extract that is developed by Wakanaga of Japan, and there's Wakanaga America now, of course, where they process it and use it. And I mean, that is the brand to use. That's the brand that has been behind the hundreds of clinical trials that have been done. I mean everything from, they just finished a trial in humans on obese people. So a lot of us, you know, realize that when people become obese, they start throwing out a lot of inflammatory compounds. And those inflammatory compounds obviously mimic a low-grade infection, right? So people that have, you know, that are overweight, their fat cells start throwing out a bunch of, you know, interleukin-6 and TNF-alpha, these nasty inflammatory firebombs. And when they gave aged garlic to those people, it dropped their inflammatory markers dramatically. So they're always looking, and I commend them, because a lot of dietary supplements, they get one little, you know, they'll get one little study on your product. Oh, look at my Tibetan goji berry, right? Look at this study in three people and two monkeys. And look how valuable it is. They have tested this in thousands of humans and randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials. They've done, you know, calcium scoring on arteries. They've looked at, you know, oxidized LDL, LDL, HDL, ectopic fat, the rate of bone mineral density loss from the spine when you're on it versus you're not, because a lot of people don't realize when you're losing bone mineral density, that's when you're plaque in your arteries, right? There's a direct correlation. So aged garlic extract, the brand is Kaolic. And the other thing I would say is, I'm always worried about dosing. In the clinical studies, you really want to get above 1,200 milligrams a day, so take it twice a day. And if you want to match the studies that show blood pressure reduction and the really nice cardiovascular benefits, I tell people try to get to 2,400 milligrams a day. So that'd be 1,200 twice a day.
For our listeners, I think Kyolic is spelled K-Y-O-L-I-C. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
That's great, Jim. And you know, Nutrition World's carried it for almost 40 years that I know of, and it's really only 80% of every garlic or what we stock is only Kyolic. And it's not because I have any massive loyalty to that particular company. It's because I respect them, and we know that the devil, the details are really important when you come to deciding anything nutritionally, because it goes from basically worthless to excellent in almost any category. And, of course, for me to carry Kyolic, it means that it's excellent because we have such high standards. And I do also, the bullet point that I like to make to people is everything like this should be done twice a day, because it does not maintain the blood level for more than, you know, 8 to 12 hours. It is preventative, in my opinion. That's massively preventative of many of the issues of aging and disease. It's also, when you look at the literature, it has potential, like you just mentioned. Many physicians who understand this will be recommending it for lowering calcium scores, cholesterol, heart disease. I mean, we're talking right now, I'm looking on the news monitor, you know, 50% of all people will have heart disease, or, you know, or have it if you're above a certain age. Scary stuff. And you know what, Jim? It's already time for us to take a break. So when we come back, we will be discussing more about your nutrition and health. That plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we're back going to talk again, as we always do, about food and health and flu and whatever and whatever. So, Dr. Green, I know I just saw the headlines on the TV about the flu is still kind of raging. What's going on?
Well, we seem to have had another resurgence, but I guess for the last month it's been picking back up. So we're seeing that in the office, but especially I would counsel people at the local nursing homes, hospitals, personal care homes. There have been outbreaks, so you'd have to check with each facility to see if there are any issues and whether or not you should wear a mask. But, you know, it's probably not a bad idea if you are visiting one of those facilities to consider doing that. Maybe not shaking hands at church. I mean, whatever you want to do that seems socially appropriate in those situations, but you know, it is a, you know, hand-to-hand respiratory droplet type of transmission. So be careful out in public, and especially in the medical facilities.
Well, I have been in medical facilities all week. It's the weirdest, freakiest thing, and you see freaky accidents. My sister, who's 10 years older than I am, she was in her backyard on Tuesday. She has a very large dog with very short legs, kind of looks like a cow in a weird way, and he jumped and she jumped, and it broke both her knees completely, and she's now been in a hospital and will be in Siskin. So I've been there every day. I will say that my personal philosophy on preventing myself from being exposed to these germs is, in all my readings, all my experience, if you can prevent your fingers from touching the holes in your body, which are your eyes, your nose, and your ears, and your mouth, you will decrease the chances far more significantly of getting infections than it is if you run from it or try to put masks on, because that's the entry point most of the time, unless someone sneezes in your face. But you touching those doorknobs and you touching things you cannot help to touch, there's not enough hand sanitizer around to make it all go away. So just don't touch the holes, because you can imagine if you had motor oil on the end of your fingers and you don't touch anything else, you're not going to spread the motor oil. It's the same exact thing with viruses and bacteria.
You know, although that is true, I mean, touching anywhere, I usually tell people if you touch above your chest, just go ahead and go. I know we differ on the hand washing, but I say go ahead and go wash your hands, because there's a good, you know, chance you're contaminated. The problem with trying to not touch your face is most people do not have the self-discipline that God blessed you with, and they're going to do it anyway subconsciously. They'll touch their eyes and nose, scratch their cheek. And there's another reason to think about a mask, and that's reverse isolation. Just like you see many cultures at the airport will wear a mask, they're not actually trying to protect themselves from us. They're actually protecting us from them. It's a thoughtful gesture on their part. So in wearing a mask, sometimes we're protecting others from ourselves, any germs or viruses we didn't even know we were carrying. But I'm still telling, you know, I work, like I said, with home health and hospice, and I'm recommending to them that when they go in the facilities, they do wear a mask. And most of them, when I started telling them, they already were. But yes, if others out there, the listeners, are blessed with your level of self-control and can not touch their face ever and avoid getting coughed and sneezed upon, that probably would work.
Well, I completely agree with you. I mean, any steps we can take would be common sense steps. It's just, again, I have great self-discipline in some areas and other areas I don't. Well, here's where I lack is I'm not a high-maintenance guy. I am terrible about washing my hands. I actually wash them one time a day. I've never washed them more than twice that I remember in a long time. But I also have worked diligently to self-monitor my fingers. And you are right. It is very, very challenging to not touch your face, your eyes, your nose, and scratch things, because that's kind of a stress reliever for many people to do that, and they don't realize it. You're right. And the other thing, and I'm a lifelong student of this Russian physician named Dr. Buteyko, and he kind of spent the last big chunk of his life researching mouth breathing opposed to nose breathing. And it is, if you think it's tough to not touch your fingers and nose and things with fingers, you try to only nose breathe. Dr. Buteyko, people would come to him with asthma and with these terrible issues. And he really educated to the fact that in nature, actually, other than dogs and a few animals, if a zebra has their nose crushed and they mouth breathe, they will be dead within 4 weeks. And the reason that happens is because it redistributes the carbon dioxide level to the oxygen level, and it completely throws the harmony of the body completely off. And then you're susceptible to almost anything that comes down the pike. Many people, now here's my trick of the trade. Many of us, of course, can't control our sleeping at night. So I always, always, always recommend and speak and write of this is you have to tape your mouth shut at night. I tape it every night. We have special tape at Nutrition World. It doesn't hurt your lips. The amount of difference in people's sickness levels from nothing but taping at night is incredible. Incredible.
I think our nurses would try to tape the doctor's mouths shut during the day.
That's an idea.
So yeah, please don't tell them about this.
I've got a couple people that would work on it. Of course, though, on those, I would use duct tape. I wouldn't use the good tape. But so there's my tips of the day, along with, of course, raising your vitamin D level, making sure it's at least 50 nanograms per milliliter on a blood test. And that is done by going normally to your doctor and requesting it, because some are doing it, some are not.
You know, we talked about that earlier, and I've seen levels down to 6 to 8, even in younger people. So a lot of numbers in the 10 to 20 range in individuals in the 20 to 40 year old range. So I've been very surprised over the last year the level of vitamin D deficiency that I found. It's much higher than I'd expected.
Well, there is a physician in town, Dr. Terry Smith, and he has tested every patient that comes in his office for more years than I can count, and he shares the same sentiments as you do. Well, and actually vitamin D is a vitamin, but it's also a hormone-like substance, and it regulates much of the genetic status and structure of our body. Of course, the genes are like a blueprint, like you're building a building or you're operating a plane, and it's the system. So we want to maintain that to its healthiest degree. And vitamin D is inexpensive, extremely safe. Yes, you can take too much. That's why you get blood tested, to make sure you're not over 90 or 100 nanograms. But, you know, educate yourself wherever it may be. I do like Mercola.com. His research on vitamin D is extensive. The biggest thing for vitamin D that we actually have tried endlessly and we cannot seem to break through the market is on the lowering of birth defects and the lowering of pregnancy issues if the mother has adequate D before pregnancy. It is life-saving. And it's not life-saving for hundreds of people. It's life-saving for tens of thousands. So going into pregnancy with at least a 32 nanogram pregnancy is probably the most important thing in my mind of anything other than quitting smoking that there probably has ever been. And yet very, very few the mainstream people are testing or giving advice to that level, and it's a $6 fix. So there's my rant on that. We do have at Nutrition World, Courtney, who's our registered dietitian, came in, and Dr. Green and I spoke to her 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago. She's going to have some cooking classes because, you know, Nutrition World is about all aspects of health, which is not just supplements or herbs. It's about your knife and fork, your exercise, your treatment plans. So go to nutritionw.com. You got one, cooking for your heart. And then the other one is cooking for blood sugar management, and another called Brunch and Learn. These are $20, but you're going to be able to have taste and foods and education. And
will she talk about the costs again? We had that good show where she talked about costs and shopping and holding the costs down.
She's going to somewhat, and I like the fact you brought that up because I went on this rant. Clint Powell has a podcast here locally in town, and I love Clint to death. And when I get on there, for some reason, he pushes my buttons, and I get on this really radical ranting. So I got on this tone of voice that I rarely have, but I did because I know Clint eats tons of donuts, and he kind of likes me to slash and burn him with my words. But I talked about the fact that, you know, the Dollar General store has now become a huge business that sells food to a big chunk of this country, and it really is disheartening to me because all they sell 90% of is absolutely the worst food on earth, which is processed cheeses, spam, all the terrible foods. And so, you know, my first comment of that 2 months ago, I had someone refer back and say, well, I can't afford to eat, you know, at Whole Foods. Well, I had my registered dietitian go out. And I know, Dr. Green, you were very impressed with this. She did the shopping. She came up with a food list, which is on NutritionW.com. You can eat healthy, healthy, healthy for $4.71 a day if you fix it yourself and you are aware of how to do this. Courtney teaches people how. So for $4.71 a day, you get 3 meals and 2 snacks, and you can eat healthier than probably 90% of the population. The catch is fixing it yourself, which I don't do. I'm terrible. I eat out a lot.
You know, I've done more of that ever since we had her on the show. So I got to experience Aldi's, and I'd never been there. So that was an experience to me, you know, putting the little quarter in the buggy and getting all that. So that was kind of fun. But the prices were incredible. They had actually good organic selections. And so far, everything that I bought has been really good. I mean, I enjoyed the savings and the products.
Yeah. And, you know, normally we talk about restaurants where we ate. I don't think I've... And if I did talk about this, it's not new. I've been eating at this one place for 20 years, Indian Maha, there on Lee Highway, or Brainerd Road, right there at East Brainerd Road. It's like stepping back in time. You know, they're kind of an old-fashioned inside. But they have the best consistent foods I've never had in it. It never has bothered me. The same taste every time. And my daughter, her and I both have cravings about twice a week for it. So yesterday we again went. Now, I will say this, because of my really kind of rigid ideas on eating, I believe totally that I need to eat more healthy fat with every single meal. So we sell little packets of ghee. Ghee is butter. And so I will pour butter on part of the food, and I also will pour tons of the olive oil that we sell, because you need quality olive oil, which you can get at Aldi's and other places.
And by the way, I did check for the pronounce. I never know how to pronounce. I say G, but it's ghee. Uh-huh. I didn't look at Aldi's, forgot that. Did look at Publix, and they had several different varieties for sale.
Oh, good. Were they in big jars?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the thing about, and I found this at one of the health food conventions, you know, because I believe in you having to have this at every meal, you really look silly carrying big jars in. So we have these little packets, and I just stick one in my pocket before I go. And the reason I do that is because I lean toward a keto lifestyle, and that lifestyle is higher fat levels, but it has to be healthy fat.
Which I'm restarting mine as well, which we'll have to save that for later for the listeners.
Well, I'm looking. I saw earlier you still look like your body fat's hanging pretty low. You got those biceps bulging over there.
Well, I appreciate that, but now I'm having the lovely Ed Jones shake every morning, which you can go to nutritionw.com to learn about that, and I sound like an advertisement. It's really not that bad. I will say it's not my breakfast of choice, which may be a stack of pancakes or a nice Belgian waffle, which is what my stomach really wants. Well, no, my stomach doesn't. My mouth wants that one. But I'm enjoying the shakes, and I do have less appetite. I've just done it 1 week, less appetite and more energy during the morning so far.
Love the endorsement. And again, if I'm going to make a mistake, let's do it later in the day, not at breakfast, because you screw your system at breakfast, then you're done for the rest of the day and you can't fix it. So be a good boy and girl at breakfast and then move on. And yes, at NutritionW.com, you can see the recipe. It's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my friend Dr. Green, and we always look forward to the fourth segment where Dr. Green has his spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed, for that introduction, and as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, that's silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. So let's start today with John chapter 11, verses 32 through 36. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Now, this passage includes the shortest verse in the Bible, reminding us that Jesus wept. He probably did the same frequently in prayer as well. This passage reminds us that we have a God who cares deeply and fiercely for us. We are able to see so many of the emotions Jesus feels: compassion, anger, sorrow, even frustration. God understands our emotions and also why we struggle so much. He is a God who will weep with us when we bring all of our emotions and pain and suffering to him. He understands. Now, that kind of prayer can be emotional and actually messy as we pour out our hearts to him, but it is vital that we do so. Please know that he will listen. He will understand. He will give comfort, and he will give peace as he feels what we feel. Even in the face of loss and suffering and pain, we can know the comfort of a God who has experienced all that we feel and infinitely more. He knows your heart. In fact, he knows it better than even you do. So, share your heart with him, not just a list or your thoughts, but share your very heart. Let's close with Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And I'm sure that was needed by certain people who just is listening right now, and that's the way it's supposed to work. And hopefully it uplifts and allows this day to be turning the corner for them. And, you know, that's what we're about here is, you know, you and I just kind of pour our heart out. We don't have a script. We don't come in here with a whole lot of ideas. But you know what? We've never, ever had a minute of blankness. We've never had to struggle for words or topics because our energies really react and interact very well. And because I think we're both on the same wavelength of helping, we truly have a goal of sharing. And that sharing is to the community. And it's really mainly the topic, of course, is health, but it certainly can involve other aspects.
Right. I mean, spiritual health, physical health, all of it. And people have come to me sometimes in the office and said, you know, whatever it may be that they're talking about, whether it may be relationships or physical health, exercise, diet, medicine, anything, they say, well, you know, it's easy for you. It's not for me. And I just look at them. I said, have you lost your mind? And no, it's not easy. It's something we all struggle with. And especially for men, and I think we've talked about this. I know we've talked off the air about it, but for men, it's very difficult for us to admit the need for help. To admit that, yes, we actually have feelings, we struggle, there are things that we have to, just like at the spiritual moment, yes, do we feel those same emotions and the fears and the turmoils of life? Do we go through anxiety? Do we struggle? Absolutely. The question is, how do we deal with it? You know, what is our support structure? You know, what are our beliefs, you know, spiritual and otherwise? And, you know, you and I have talked and are able to share on the show, like you said, pour our hearts out. I do that all day, every day for the patients, and so it doesn't bother me to do it on the air. It's really the same thing I'm doing during the day anyway. So yeah, I think you do the same thing when you're talking to people, and we both do that. Why? Because it helps them. And frankly, it helps us too. I don't know about you, but it's therapeutic for me as well.
I will agree with that, and there needs to be balance in all aspects of life, and sometimes we continue to pour out. We do need to take, you know, breaks and rebuild and recharge our own batteries, and I've not been the best at that. I know I've had several of my long-term client customers who have been seeing me, coming to me, asking me things for decades, and it kind of took me aback once when one of them, her name Marilyn, asked me, she said, and was thanking me immensely for what I, which I don't really perceive, but what she perceived as, you know, almost life-saving support for decades with her and her husband. And she said, I just want to thank you, you know, for being such a helpful person, Ed Jones. I just want to know, does Ed Jones have an Ed Jones? And I really didn't have a good answer for that because I kind of do and I kind of don't. I am a very open book, and I'm not ashamed to admit frustrations or, you know, difficulties of my life. I don't expound on it, but I also don't run from it. And I think I'm more of a self-counseling kind of person, but I'm also absolutely open my heart to those who I resonate with, like you. I mean, you and I have certainly met on that level. I think men are absolutely far worse than women. And I think as we get older, you know, we have to be better at journeying through openness and honesty and not putting on that mask of macho and I've got it under control 24/7. I don't feel pain and I'm Mr. John Wayne. That is destructive to your physical and emotional and spiritual health, and I'm sure you will agree to that. Yeah, I like going in the gym and acting like I'm still a super stud and, you know, I've got the fitness, and I do. I'm fortunate on that area, but, you know, I tear up, I cry, I have sadness, I have all these things, but I'm getting better at finding a practice in my life to help move through and journey and come to peace with these. And, you know, exercise is one of them, but so is being mindful, and so is my eating habits. You know, it even goes back to if I go too long or I eat the wrong foods, I get triggers. We all have triggers, and what in my life, I want to respect those triggers because they're not going away. I actually have said this before. I have just, instead of running from all these things, I've become a connoisseur of them. And that means that I really work with them and I appreciate and I respect them and also dance around them somewhat with what I know works. I know it doesn't work if I don't get enough sleep. I know it doesn't work if I eat terrible or I miss meals too badly or I eat too many carbs. It'll hit my triggers. And, you know, that's where we have to realize our own self system and then work with that. And again, finding a team approach. I say this constantly. You're part of a team. You're part of my team. Your patients want you. They want not just you. They should want you and other people to educate them. And you have such a humbleness about you that you're comfortable with that. So I appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Ed, and I agree with all of that. You mentioned the exercise and coping, so we've talked about it on the show before. An hour of vigorous exercise is equivalent to taking about 40 milligrams of Prozac. So, you know, those of us who do that, it's not just to go look macho or look better. Sometimes it is actually good for my, when I say heart, I don't mean the physical heart, but the spiritual heart as well. And I was listening to a pastor who actually said on the YouVersion Bible, he listens to the Bible, the audible version. I didn't know it would even do that, but I thought I'd share that. You can listen to the audio Bible through the YouVersion while you exercise if you want. So just one other option. I don't do that, but he did, and I thought I'd share that.
I love audio versions of so many things. They really can resonate. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition, again, of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. And thank you for listening. And we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for the radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and joyous day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.